Okay, now something in English. These days, at every corner of our Iran, on every street, from small villages to large cities, the voice of people is raised, demanding justice and freedom. If you listen, you will hear the voice of a six-year-old girl at her mother's grave, clutching the soil on the ground with her heart shattered into a million pieces. Listen. It's the voice of pupils and students shouting against the cruelty and injustice. The shopkeepers, businessmen, teachers, workers, women, men, girls and boys all stand for their right to freedom. And what is the response of the regime? Guns and bullets, shedding blood on the streets. Let's go a little back in time. Mahsa, a 22-year-old girl, got arrested by the morality police for her so-called improper hijab. What has happened to her? They took her forcibly in front of her brothers and arrested her while she shouted. We are not from the city. We are out of towners. It said that later they hit her head multiple times on the wall at the police center. A brave journalist, Niloufar Hamedi, took photos and videos of her to reveal this cruelty. But they arrested and imprisoned her and accused her of espionage, which is typically sentences to the death. Later, Nika, at 16, was on the street, shouting for justice for Mahsa. She disappeared for 8 days, and later they buried her dead body without notifying her family. And Serena Hadid, and 100 other names, shouting the victims' names on the streets, demanding justice for them. Victims are getting shot on the street and slaughtered in the Sistan region. They shot Hoda Noor in the kidneys. The hospital refrained from accepting him, and he bled to death the day after. 2 months before, they clothed him to a pole and abandoned him as an act of humiliation. We are hearing about his execution of the arrested protesters. This is the story of Iran, our motherland. But let's go for future back in time. The Metropole building, which the government corruptly funded, collapsed over people in Abadan. Before that, the American and British vaccines were forbidden just because of the conspiracy theory of Iran's supreme leader. Before that, Ukraine flight 176, which they shut down with missiles and sacrificed all the innocent passengers to pursue the regime's political goals. They execute people belonging to the LGBT community, people for blogging, and the environmentalists. The environment in Iran getting destroyed because of government's ignorant and short-sighted attitudes. Shall I say more about poverty, addiction, and unemployment? My dears, Iran is standing against injustice and want its freedom back. Today we are the voice of the people in Iran. We are their voice. We stand up and tell the world that silence against violence is against humanity. Don't say quiet and don't corruption with the Iranian regime. Thank you.